Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. A tiny mark that makes someone pause, tilt their head, and tap. We all chase those micro moments of attention. And today, I want to share a counterintuitive secret. Less can be more. Use limits to produce visuals that convert. Studies show people form first impressions of visuals in under 2 seconds. So the job is to make that 2 seconds count.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Hi, everyone. Great to be here. Today, we'll keep it lean, practical, and immediately useful.
Here's the game plan. First, we'll dig into why constraints actually spark better ideas. Second, I'll walk you through action-ready tools and a 20-minute studio session you can copy. Third, we'll look at solid ways to sell constrained work to clients so it gets approved and performs. Stick around for imagination break exercises you can do right now and templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit.
Segment 1. The Foundation. Why do limits help? Psychologically, constraints reduce decision fatigue. When you shrink options, your brain is forced to prioritize meaning over minutia. Instead of endless color variants or 12 logo directions, you focus on shape, contrast, and story. That focus produces bolder, clearer marks that read instantly.
In the studio, we did a simple experiment for a local coffee brand. One color identity, 3 thumbnail shapes, and 1 typographic treatment. The client picked the boldest, simplest thumbnail, and the rebrand drove higher recognition in social ads. Fewer variants equals faster decisions equals faster testing. The moral, constraints turn opinions into data quickly.
I love that. And it's also kinder to clients. Too many options overwhelm them. Constraints create confidence during feedback.
Mindset shift. Start with constraints, not after. Make the limit the creative brief's hero. Say, we'll explore 3 shapes in 1 color, and suddenly, every decision is purposeful. That reframing reduces endless iterations and keeps projects on schedule.
Segment 2, tools and tactics. I want to give you 3 audio-friendly exercises you can do with pen and tablet. First, the 1-color sketch. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Pick a single brand color, plus black or white, and create 10 thumbnails. No gradients, no effects, just form and negative space. You'll be surprised how much variety comes from constraints.
Second, the 2-shape logo. Limit yourself to only 2 geometric shapes, circle and rectangle, or triangle and oval, and combine them in different relationships. This teaches relationship and rhythm faster than unlimited shapes.
And third, the 30-second micro motion. Make a 10-frame loop, 30 seconds max, to test if an animated idea reads quickly. Micro motion forces you to communicate the concept in tiny beats.
Tools we use. Pen and paper for thumbnails. A simple grid and Figma for rapid shapes. Procreate for quick 1-color comps. And After Effects or Lottie for micro motion. If you're audio only, narrate your choices as you sketch. It helps when you go back to the files and explain decisions to clients.
Here's how to run a 20-minute constraint session. Minute 0 to 2, set constraints and gather inspiration. Minute 2 to 12, thumbnail sprint, 10 small ideas. Minute 12 to 16, pick 2 favorites and refine. Minute 16 to 20, mock and annotate why they work. Time boxing keeps momentum and removes overthinking.
A quick demo in audio. Imagine a square badge in teal and white. First thumbnail, negative space coffee cup. Second, stylized steam lines forming an initial. Third, simplified handshake inside the square. Each pass explores a different story with the same constraint. Choosing the strongest idea becomes a matter of clarity, not taste.
Segment 3, real-world application. We switched one client's process to constraint first and saw 3 practical wins: faster internal alignment, quicker client approvals, and cleaner ad creative that translated to higher click-through.
Clients appreciate speed and a clear rationale. Constraints give you both.
How do you present constrained options without sounding limiting? Frame it as strategy. Explain that fewer options equal clearer testing, faster learning, and better ROI. Show expected outcomes, not just aesthetics.
Pricing note: bundle constraint sessions as a discovery or rapid iteration add-on. Price it as a focused service. Clients pay for speed and certainty. You can offer 3 constrained concepts plus 1 refinement and label the package so value is explicit.
Now, let's do a short imagination break. Try this real time. 1-minute challenge. Pick a color and draw 5 tiny badge thumbnails in 60 seconds. Ready? Go. Done? Great. See how your brain prioritized faster than usual? That's the point.
Second 1-minute exercise, postage stamp composition. Create a 100 by 100 pixel canvas or a 1-inch sketch area and place 1 focal shape and 1 accent. You'll learn how scale and negative space carry meaning.
5 rapid production tips to integrate constraints. 1. Start every creative brief with a single constraint. 2. Time box early exploration. 3. Use templates for constraint presentations. 4. Document your constraint rationale for clients. 5. Test constraint concepts first in small ad buys.
Key takeaways. First, constraints aren't limits. They're creative levers that speed decisions and sharpen ideas. Second, practical tools like 1-color sketches, 2-shape logos, and 30-second micromotion are easy ways to practice constraint-led design. Third, package and present constrained work as strategy to get faster approvals and stronger results.
2 small calls to action. Try a 20-minute constraint session this week and share your favorite sketch online. And register at mgwedstudios.com/submit to download templates and the constraint playbook we mentioned. Keep it subtle. 1 action is enough to start changing your workflow.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at The Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Next episode, we'll dig into color constraints and how a 2-color system can supercharge conversions. You won't want to miss it.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.